Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's today?
Okay, let me think. What's today? Tuesday?
Two for Tuesday?
Two for Tuesday.
And I've got a great two for Tuesday.
What does that mean?
Get a two for one?
Two for one.
Kind of a two for one deal.
Yeah, I get it, okay?
I get it, but...
Two what?
Two what?
You get two for the price of one.
Music.
And live entertainment.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's start the show.
6:05, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, waking you up. It is Tuesday morning. Could this be the morning that we actually give away that 7-day Caribbean cruise for two from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer? The your first chance to guess, 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
7 all o'clock right. hour. So be listening for that. We'll reveal another piece of the puzzle. So you can see more of the picture if you haven't gotten it yet. A lot of people go, oh, man, I haven't been keeping up. It doesn't matter. You can go there now and check it out and figure it out.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
If you can't do it today, don't forget, tomorrow night you're going to be at Scenic Brewing Company.
I am.
Six to eight.
Yep, I will be there. Matter of fact, happy hour goes like almost all day tomorrow. Till 8, they extend it tomorrow night. Great beers. Mine is that blackberry wheat. Come on by and try it. And like Mike said, another chance. We're going to have another bonus clue tomorrow night. So come on out.
All the details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com, or tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done it already, download that because it's so easy.
Yeah.
All right. Tuesday morning.
Hey, Mike and Morty, look at my boobs. Do they look bigger?
Nice. That's how we're starting off the morning.
Yeah, this is why. Yeah, I don't care if you guys look at my boobs, and I know, and you generally don't. But I had a guy at the gym yesterday basically ask me, "You got something different? I haven't seen you in a while." I said, "What?" He's looking at him. Did you get something done? I said, "No, I did not." But thank you.
Seriously,
I appreciate it. Your pecs must be getting bigger. It's like I. No, but maybe it's just a different shirt.
How does a guy that you really don't know...
Nope, don't know him at all. Don't
open a conversation with that.
I haven't seen you in a while. That's where I was.
Wow.
I've been here. You haven't been, but yeah. So, okay. No, I did not. If anybody's wondering, I did not. Okay?
Okay.
Lord, I'm too old for that. Yeah, I know. No,
okay.
Nope, just have the right
just
bra.
Gone with it, yeah.
Thank you. I know. As a matter of fact, yeah.
You were one of those girls in junior
picture.
High. I must.
Yeah, I must. I must increase my bust. That's
okay.
Right.
Maybe. Not enough. Sunshine breezy today. 109.
I believe you remembered that.
Windy tomorrow. Hot, too. High 107, 81 outside right now. All right. Carla will have a first take on some entertainment news coming up. What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. This sold for $112,000. I'll tell you what it is. Morty, you'll love it.
All right. Plus more after AC/DC Highway to Hell, 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So a virtual unknown named Austin Butler has been chosen to play Elvis opposite Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker. You may never have heard of him except the fact that he is Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend. That's all we really know about the guy.
Oh.
Austin Butler looks pretty good. I saw some pictures. Pretty cool. And this movie looks like it's going to be pretty good. Anything Tom Hanks does or touches is generally pretty good.
Seems to work out.
Yeah, I look forward to this one, actually. Morty, a rare prototype for a Star Wars Boba Fett action figure sold for $112,926 at an auction.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say it might be the highest price ever paid for a Star Wars toy. It never made it to stores because it was deemed a potential choking hazard. So it never, you know, so I mean, it's worth something right there, but just goes to show it can save you a whole lot of money if you're not dating. Wow. $113,000. Wow. Boba Fett. And Boba Fett was popular? A popular character?
Oh, yeah. Boba Fett was.
Okay. What's
yeah, he's
the one
a bounty
I'm thinking
hunter.
Of that was? Oh, no. Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, I know. Though I'd buy that one, I think, with, you know, just because it'd be a lot cheaper. And I can say, I have the only one. The only one. No, no one wanted it. That's why I got it for $11. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I kind of like
annoying
the character.
Voice.
I know, but yeah, I know. Whatever. Okay. You want annoying? Bob Dylan and Neil Young performed together for the first time in 25 years.
You know what? I know
years.
They're rock legends and they're icons. And I just never got either one of them.
Me neither.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, same here. You can give me David Crosby.
Yeah.
You can give me Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, any one of those four.
Right.
But I didn't get Neil Young either. And Bob Dylan, God love him. And poetic. Oh, the poetry, amazing. But
I get the lyrics.
But yeah, I'll just read it.
Him.
I'll just read it, Bob. Yeah. Just send it to me.
In fact,
I'm
that might
read
be best.
It. Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Wow. And this is kind of icky, but Tom Cruise may be interested in dating Dakota Johnson. She was dating Coldplay's lead singer Chris Martin for a while.
Yeah.
Now, she's the one from the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Yeah.
And friends and people surrounding him say ever since he watched her in 50 Shades of Grey, he's had the hots for her. And he's watched the movie a few times. Doesn't want to waste any time. He's planning on the bold Tom Cruise approach.
Oh.
Going to have his team find out what events she's attending.
Yeah.
So that he can walk right up to her, buy her a drink, ask her out to dinner.
Oh.
No messing around. That's the Tom Cruise approach.
That's science. His method?
Right there. Yes, exactly. That
perfect.
Is his science. You're right about that.
Man.
That's his method. That's the Tom Cruise method right there. So we'll see. It sounds icky.
Yeah.
It just... Ew, it sounds icky. Annie Hoodle, that's my painfully deep take.
Yesterday in entertainment news, you had mentioned Keanu Reeves.
He wants to settle down, get married. Yeah.
In his upper 50s.
Yeah, he's actually 54 years old. Yeah, he said it's on his, used to be a to-do list, now it's just a hope-for list, Mike. Wants that friendship, family.
Walk through the forest.
Yes, he said it's like not having that. It's like not having water for the vine.
Oh.
We become extinct and we die.
Well, Lisa's on the phone. Lisa, tell Carla what you were telling me.
I just wanted to volunteer myself as a wife to Keanu Reeves.
Wow.
Writing this down, Lisa.
I am turning 50 this year. I'm single. And I don't care about money or fame, so what can he do better, right?
Oh, man, and he's 54. We looked it up. He's 54
never
years
been married.
Old. No.
I've never been married either.
Oh, man. Lisa, you just sound fun.
So you would be the one he could walk through the forest, water the
vine. Water the vine, right?
Exactly. I am so not money hungry, I don't even know how much I make at work.
Oh, my God. Mike.
I know.
It's too bad you got a third one. Jeez. That is so cool.
If you've got the connection, let him know I'm free.
You know what? Next time we have him on the show.
Yeah, reach out to him if you would. See what we can do here.
Lisa.
Man. I know. Lisa, you got to you gotta tweet him. I got to see if he's on Twitter. You got to put that out there, man.
And maybe think about playing a little hard to get.
Oh, well, I got to play a little hard to get. What are you talking about? He can't get better than me.
Well, see? Exactly. Exactly. That's the attitude you want to have right there.
Have you seen the women my age?
Yeah.
I'm in Marilyn Monroe right now, okay?
Lisa, you are too funny. Thanks a lot for the call. You have a great day.
You too.
What a great attitude. That's how, like you said, that's how you have to be, right?
Oh, I love it. Man, I wish we could. So big. I wish we could get a hold of him. But
you never know. Next time we have him on the show.
Yeah, Keanu, we have Lisa.
Lisa is ready to go.
That's right.
Never been married. Doesn't
that
care about
great.
Money or fame.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Sweet.
Your first chance to win this morning. Doobie Brothers, before they go on sale, they're going to be over at the Pearl at the Palms. This is going to be in September on a Sunday night. Ninth caller right now, 702-739-9636. It's going to make it easy for you. Ninth caller, dial it up. If you're not wanting anything in the last 30 days, you got a shot. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Maybe not the way I would have cracked the ice with you, Carla, asking.
Get something done.
Just coming up to you going, hey, she get a boob job?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I would do that with anybody.
You know, I got to be honest, it didn't bother me. I thought it was funny. I thought it was odd.
Right.
Especially not really knowing this person. Because somebody said, you know, like I mentioned to you, well, he was hitting on you. And Derek said, you know, that was kind of a thing years ago, being that direct, but not so much. Now, I don't agree with that. I think that I like direct. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me too. If I want to ask you out, I'm going to ask you out. You can say no.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's, I'd rather know.
All right.
I'd rather, let's just be honest up front, okay?
Okay.
I got no problem with that.
Les, what about you? What's your opening? What's your icebreaker?
Well, usually what I like to do, if you walk around a crowd, a bunch of people, and they're sitting there and you don't know anybody, and somebody says, "How's your day going?" I just look them right in the eye and say, "Next question."
There we go. Because then oftentimes you get the, "No, what? What happened? Come on. Talk to me."
Wow.
Everybody starts laughing and everybody has a good time.
And then there's that approach.
Yes, exactly. The BS kind of approach.
Where everybody yucks it up. And,
yeah. Yeah.
Let me buy you a drink.
Somebody said my go-to is it legal to keep a seagull as a pet? Oh, stop it. Please, go. Leave the party.
Really?
Leave the party now.
That works, huh?
Go. Get out.
Who knows? Talking about that icebreaker that you throw out just to get into the conversation.
Yeah.
One more. Brian, go ahead.
What you don't want to do, what my friend did in New Orleans at a bar, this girl walked in, sat next to him at the bar wearing a real nice, cute guest t-shirt, and he turned and looked at her and said, "Implants?" And the next thing you know, he was laying on the floor, got knocked right off the bar stool.
Yeah, not everybody wants to play games.
No.
And Carla, being a comedian, you know this better than anybody. You got to know your audience.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And you know, there's a time and place for certain things.
Right.
You know, listen, we've all said something stupid at some point in our lives, but... Yeah, it was just kind of odd. Especially, it's like, I don't know you, but thank
right.
you. I guess you gave me a compliment. Thank you.
You're trying to be cute.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure, why not?
But again, not everybody likes to play.
Jeez.
Sunshine, you got to be careful.
Yes, you
really
do.
A sunshine, breezy today, maybe even a little windy tomorrow. High 109 today, 107 tomorrow afternoon, 81 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, for some reason, the latest viral trend is stapling pieces of bread to trees.
What?
Yep. Stapling pieces of bread to trees. There's a huge community devoted to just this trend on Reddit. There's like 200,000 people. Why are people doing it? No one seems to know why. They don't know, but it kind of makes me wish people would go back to swallowing Tide Pods. Sorry, I said it, people.
All right, hold on for a second.
Uh-huh.
They've got their own song.
Yeah, they do. Bread,
staple,
oh, yay.
Lord, some bread staple to
This is the rest of our lives, people, right here. Rest of our lives.
It's finally a trend, though, I can do. I'm not afraid to staple a piece of bread to a tree.
I'd rather do the other one where you sit like a frog for a photo. That seems to be the hot new pose on Instagram.
Oh.
And we have kind of heard of this before, but apparently this is getting very, very popular. Sweden, some other countries, people are actually getting microchips implanted in their hands to replace their credit cards. They do not have to carry them around. You don't have to have your phone. It is totally personal. If it is a little chip, just like dogs have, cats have, you have their information. So I don't know that this is a horrible idea. I don't know. I mean, if somebody wants to steal your information, they got to get your hand first and, you know.
Right.
Stick it over there. So interesting.
Close that credit card. Or
interesting.
What if you,
well, you can change. They change them just like the information in your dog. Icebreaker.
I love the way Morty thinks. What if I have to tear up or cut that credit card up?
Turtleneck. Wait, it's in your hand. What? Oh,
what about during the wintertime when I have to wear gloves?
Yeah,
I've seen horrible movies.
Yes, I know. I know. And just a reminder, today is day two of Amazon Prime Days. There were some great sales yesterday. People did pretty well today. Take advantage of it. Get some, like Morty did, get some Christmas shopping out of the way. I don't know how
For myself.
Yeah. I guess so.
How much did you spend yesterday?
I didn't go over. I probably like $100.
That's okay. It?
Yeah.
Bought 14 Echoes. Yeah. And, so, yeah.
You get an Echo.
You get an Echo. Yes. So, yeah, keep it in mind. That goes through today if you want to pick up. I actually bought something yesterday just that I needed.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cheap. It was one of those Shark steamers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, regularly like $80. And it was $42, so that was pretty good.
Look how much you saved.
Wood floor and all that stuff. Yeah. Thought I'd check it out. And it was there. So if there's something you need, Morty, you just stay there. If there's something you need, check that out first. And then hop on those fire sticks and ring doorbells. Yeah. And
listen, I'm still waiting for my Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Seen and that come
the,
across.
The first sink, all that stuff that you might be able to find on Amazon Prime Day. Take advantage of it. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Tim's on the phone. Carla, Tim, what's up?
I listen to you all the time.
Uh-oh.
And I've never called in before, but I just had to because of the comment you made. I know it was a joke, and it was funny, you know. Can you keep a seagull, you know?
Yes.
But?
You can't. It's not legal to keep a seagull. And the funny thing is why?
Oh, now, see, I would totally talk to you.
Where were you yesterday at the gym?
Yeah. Jeez, yes. Somebody wrote in that was their icebreaker. My go-to is it legal to keep a seagull as a pet? I wouldn't know where to go with that. At a party, if somebody, hi, how you doing?
Hey, unless he walked in.
Yeah,
and then
well,
all
then
of
I
a
could
sudden,
have a conversation.
You're at Giada's having dinner. You're going
yes,
to a show.
That's right.
Well, here's why it's so stupid. They're considered a bird of prey.
They are not nice birds. I love this man. I love you.
See?
Are you married? I'm being direct. Thanks for the call. You're awesome.
You guys have a great day.
Tim just laughs and walks away.
I wanted to know if you're married.
I just, yeah, I know.
Anything?
All right, fine.
Nothing.
Fine. Tim.
All right, Carla, right now it's on the line. That 7-day cruise to the
geez.
Caribbean.
Okay.
Caller 9 right now, 702-739-9636 gets an official chance to make an official guess to win the cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. And KKLC, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Got to be 25 years of age or older. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win a 7-day Caribbean cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Carla from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
Carla, we have Scott on the phone.
Okay.
Scott, you got to give us the exact street address, city, state, and zip code where Carla's vacation photo was taken and to win the cruise of a lifetime. What's in her pocket?
333 West Camden Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201, and CarMax.
Oh! You are exactly correct.
Yes. That is so fantastic.
Is it though, Scott?
Yes, Carla. I told you on Friday I'd be talking to you.
Man, is this Scott that came to RC Willie?
RC Willie, yes.
You and your wife and your daughter, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man. He said he's going to try this week.
Scott, you are the winner.
Oh. Thank you. Oh.
You have the 7-day cruise to the Caribbean from Scenic Brewing Company and, of course, KKLZ. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Hang on. We're going to take your details. And for everybody else, get ready for Mystery Cruise number 3.
Ooh.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Amazing.
Man.
333 West Camden Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201 is the zip, and CarMax was in your pocket.
That's it. Oh,
all right. Now,
wow.
Keep in mind, tomorrow you were supposed to be there to hand out a bonus clue.
Oh, yeah.
You're still going to be there.
Oh, I'm still going to. Absolutely. We're
because
still doing it.
There's food and drink specials, giving away Skinner tickets throughout the month of July.
Yeah, as well as other concert tickets as well. So, yes, definitely come on out. You know what? We'll just celebrate. We'll eat, drink, and be merry.
That's
what
we
shall
do.
That's right.
At Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn, just east of Durango. And like I said before, get ready. For everybody else, get ready to win Mystery Cruise number 3.
Yes.
Details
yes.
on that coming up very, very soon. If you missed it last hour, congrats, Scott Thompson, who got through official guests during the 96 days of summer, won Mystery Cruise number two.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 7-day cruise, Caribbean cruise.
Oh, wow.
And it was 333 West Camden Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The Zip and Carmex.
Yeah.
In your pocket.
That was it. That was it.
So he is stoked. He and his wife off to the Caribbean.
I have people asking me if we are going on our respective cruises.
I wish.
I do too, but we are not, unfortunately. Maybe next year we'll work that out.
I guarantee you would probably have a lot more fun without us.
Oh, man.
That's just me.
Oh, so you say.
So I think. Now, for everybody else, get ready. We have another cruise to give away.
That's right.
We're not going to tell you where it's going or what it is yet. But we're just going to bathe in the...
the afterglow.
Yes.
Smoke our cigarettes and bathe in the afterglow.
Of Scott's big win. And celebrate tomorrow night from 6 to 8. You're going to be at Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. You can register for those Skinner tickets to give away, plus some other great tickets and show tickets, all a part of our 96 days of summer. Not to mention, take advantage of the great food and drink specials happening at Scenic Brewing Company.
Awesome happy hour.
Including your specific beer.
Yeah, it's a blackberry wheat, and it's awesome for the summer. Trust me, you will love it. So
all right.
Come on out.
So if you're not doing anything after work, meet your family and friends. Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. Sunshine, a little windy today. In fact, they say strong winds tomorrow. High today, 109, 107 tomorrow. It's about 91 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up.
This song has now passed the Macarena. I'll tell you how and why.
All right, more on that and other stories after the big shot.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you holiday fans, Lifetime will air 28 original Christmas movies this year, more than any other network. Hallmark pumping out 40, but they're going to air on two different channels.
Mm-hmm.
26 on Hallmark Channel, 14 on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. If you're unfamiliar with the Hallmark movies, the love stories, Christmas movies, they're 2 hours long. And if there is a kiss, it happens at 1 hour and 59 minutes. So just so you know, that's how that works out. Mm-hmm. They do. Wow.
You know what? And I know this is weird talking about Christmas so early, but not really, because I went shopping over the weekend just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Christmas stuff out.
Oh, Christmas now is a year-round thing. It just is, you know?
I guess.
I know it. And here's the deal. They have been airing original Christmas movies all along. They aired a few of them throughout the year because people love them.
Yeah.
People love them. People with cats love them.
Okay.
Americans expected to spend $26 billion on streaming subscriptions just this year.
Man.
That's your Netflix. That's your Hulu. That's all that stuff. It's up. Okay. It's $26 billion, they're saying, this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's up from $20 billion last year. So, nice. And they say next year be about $32 billion. That's who knew? Whoever knew.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, that you wouldn't just flip on the TV to one of those three channels, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And, Mike, this little song right here.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Old Town Road. That has passed the Macarena as the longest-running number one debut single. That one.
Really?
Right there.
Yep. I have never heard this.
You haven't heard this?
No.
It's a huge song right now. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, this song.
I'm sorry, Billy Ray Cyrus and who?
Mm-hmm. Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
N-A-S.
Nas.
Letter X.
X.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Lil.
Lil.
Yeah, Lil. Wow. So this song right here, there's no dance to go along with it.
No?
Oh, no, there is.
Is there?
Yeah, but not like the Macarena about a dance. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Jacob, our summer intern, only 18. Have you heard of this song?
I've heard it before.
Yeah. You've heard it? Yeah. Do you have a dance to it?
No. Well, I don't have a dance.
No.
There is one.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't do that.
All the cool kids are, though.
Yeah, no, they are. My kid on there's that little thing called the YouTubes.
Uh-huh.
Get on there and see if you can bring it up.
Okay. And this song's called the what?
It's called Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my... Okay.
Very catchy song. That is my painfully deep take.
Wakes me up the right way.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you have mentioned that it's Amazon Prime Day number 2.
Yep.
Number 2. And a lot of people spent a lot of money yesterday with day 1.
Yeah.
How much money did you spend? Even better yet, a friend of mine asked me, because I know Jody does this a lot. She buys a lot on Amazon Prime.
Right.
But stuff that we need, you know. Right. In other words, instead of going out to a store or something
But
he actually asked me if she had ever bought anything that I didn't know about. And I wonder how many people have done that.
I'll bet she might have. And I don't mean just for gifts, but maybe something she didn't want to tell you about at the time. It's always fun when you do live with someone or you're married, whatever, and it's like, there are just packages coming to the door. It's like, what are we doing?
I'll ask, and she knows I get home before her, so she'll say, hey, a package just came.
Right.
Okay. And I'll ask her, well, what did you buy this time?
Yeah.
And she'll tell me.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Jody.
When do you have time to do all this?
Yeah, because it takes about a minute to buy something, if even, on Amazon. If you have one click, it takes you like 15 seconds.
Anybody else? maybe your spouse, your better half, whoever you're living with, have they ever bought something and not told you? I mean, maybe even big ticket item? What's a big ticket item now?
Yeah, well, let's say it's
not even on Amazon Prime.
Computer, something like that.
Yeah.
A TV, you know, big, huge TV, something like that.
How would you hide that, though?
You know, well, not at your house.
Oh, okay.
You'd hide that at my house, Mike.
702-739-9636 as everybody takes advantage of Amazon Prime Day 2.
This is terrible. My mom was notorious. It's not like my dad would have cared, but she would buy stuff, leave it in the trunk, you know, and bring it in one by one. And seriously, my mom died, and my dad, like a few weeks later,
found
something in the trunk. It's like, oh man, Dad, I think it was a pair of shoes that she was waiting to bring in. Shoot.
She would look fabulous.
I kept your secret, Mom. I kept your secret. Yeah, she was notorious for that.
Oh, my God. Want to know if you're taking advantage of Amazon Prime Day number 2. When buying stuff, do you have to actually hide it from your significant other? Or what have you bought in the past that you actually hid?
Yeah.
They probably still to this day don't even know about it. What about you, Janine?
My husband says I don't have a crack habit. I have a Cracker Barrel habit.
Oh.
I moved from a 2-bedroom apartment to a 4-bedroom house that I've always wanted to do scenes in my house, you know, in the room.
Right.
I've never done that. And I've always wanted to. So at Cracker Barrel, they have themes for rooms, you know. And so I slowly have been theming at my house to the point that it's gotten, when you walk into my house, there's not a room that doesn't have a Cracker Barrel item in it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had my Schwann's driver come in one time, and he goes, I've never been in a Cracker Barrel. What do they have? And I start walking him through my house and went, oh, I see where my husband's going.
Jeez. Susan, what about you? What'd you buy?
So I purchased a brand new vehicle and used a credit card for 1 year, same as cash, and did not tell my husband until it was paid off in the year.
Wow.
He was glad he found out after the fact.
Wow.
Well, how do you hide a brand new car?
Okay. Unless she told him that she had just paid for it outright or something like that. Wow. Okay.
Well, my next question would be, where do you have all this money?
Yeah. Well, she paid it off in a year. Yeah, I know it.
Kevin called up and said he bought a camper.
Yeah,
and just
I
stored
love
it.
That.
Just stored it.
Kept paying on it. And just
every month.
For it. Yeah. That's great. Well, I got one of our listeners says, my husband just spent over $800 on accessories for his bow for an upcoming bow hunting. Some people hunt with bow and arrow. Yeah. He told me he needed some accessories, but nowhere in my brain did that equal $800. My response was happy birthday, happy Father's Day, yeah, happy anniversary, and Merry Christmas, because that's what you're getting.
You're done.
Wow.
What do you bedazzle the bow or something?
I know. Jeez.
I mean, how much accessories?
I know.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, ooh, maybe you have to have a... I don't even know.
Not I don't either.
It. Not going to say it.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is amazing. A woman in Missouri had her SUV stolen last week. So she monitored how the thieves were using her credit cards inside and eventually tracked them down at an Applebee's and stole her car back. She got it back.
Love that.
Then she called the cops and the thieves were arrested. Busted.
Oh, I love it.
That's amazing.
Love it.
A couple of guys in Wisconsin got into a fight at a mall in the food court, which turned them turned into attacking each other with tiki torches.
Okay, all right.
Well, one of them ran off. One of them runs away. So the mall cops couldn't catch the one guy, but caught the other.
Oh,
who are you hanging out with when you start brawling at the mall in the food court start grabbing tiki torches?
Oh, Mike, I'm here. Maybe I can tell you who.
Who?
A drunk guy in Scotland. Right there, I think you know where the story's going.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to get home. He's pretty drunk. I have to find a way to post these pictures in the video. And he was climbing a fence. Couldn't quite make it over. His zipper got caught.
Oh, no.
And he was just dangling from the fence. He just passed out there. He slept there. There are pictures of this guy literally hanging from the fence by his pants. It's hilarious.
He just gave up.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think when you start with a drunk guy from Scotland, it's like, oh, well, all right, typical day there, really.
What else?
Yeah. And, listen, if you're looking for furniture, a strip club in Toledo, Ohio, it's called Scarlett's Cabaret. They're remodeling. So they're giving away all of their old couches.
Yeah.
And they're the ones they used in the clubs. They listed them on Facebook Marketplace. Ooh. You can find them. It says warning. May have some stuff on here.
Yeah.
But so use at your own risk. And there was also a fire at the club last month. So there may be some smoke damage, too. But that's probably less of a deal breaker than anything else you might find on those couches. But free is free, right?
You know what? That's when you want to call Zero Res.
Yeah, you call Zero Res, exactly.
Get all that stuff.
Listen, Kevin, they're from Scarlett's Cabaret. Can you get that out of there?
Yeah.
You can. Excellent.
We just need you to get Scarlett out of the couch.
But you know what? Our intern, Jacob, he's going away to college, and he might need a little couch or something like that.
There
and, you know,
go.
While you're starting out in school, college is expensive. You might want to... free couch, something like that, Jacob.
Our gift to you.
Sure. No? Yeah, give that to your roommate when you find out who it is, Jacob. There you go. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
something good.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story just to set the tone for the day.
Yeah, this is really cool. Short and sweet. In Tucson, Arizona, you know Goodwill, we bring stuff over there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You might have something in the pocket. Might be something pinned on something.
Right.
Well, at this Tucson, Arizona Goodwill store, they tried to track down a family of a Purple Heart that they found.
Oh.
It was just, you know, accidentally donated. It was in with some clothes. And then as they were separating things, they thought, oh, wow, this is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was engraved with the name Nick Diamello Jr. Now, he was declared missing in action after his boat sank in the Solomon Islands in 1942. His family, they had no idea where this wound up.
Yeah.
Well, they were pretty excited when they got the call from the manager at that Tucson, Arizona Goodwill store and said, "We do you might want this?"
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want it. So they did get it back. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And good on this store, man, for doing it.
Nice.
I would imagine a lot of these Goodwill stores do that because they find some stuff, you know. They find some stuff. They called me once. I left money in a pocket. Don't even know how they tracked me down. But yeah, I know. So that is so cool.
Every once in a while, somebody breaks through and does something like that.
Yeah.
You go, you know what? There are good people out there. That's a great story. Love it.
If
you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush is coming back. She'll be back today. Kick off her short work week. Keep you company throughout the midday. Recapping the show. Icebreakers. What are those icebreakers that you have to start a conversation with a stranger? And I'm sorry, somebody going up to a woman and saying,
hey,
you look a little bigger. Did you get a boob job?
Did you get some done there? No, I did not, sir.
Just didn't work, did it, Carla?
Oh, no, it didn't. Mike, so I took everything out of there.
Yeah, all the tissue. And,
right. Shoot.
And are you buying a lot of stuff that you're just storing away so your significant other doesn't find out?
Amazon Prime Day.
Number two.
That's right.
Man, people are buying cars and campers. And
yes. Jeez.
And their other half doesn't even know about it.
He had no idea.
You got to keep track of these things. And congratulations, Scott Thompson. He actually told us 333 West Camden Street, Baltimore, Maryland, zip code 21201. CarMax is in Carla's pocket, so he is the winner of Amazing Cruise number 2, 7 days off to the Caribbean from Scenic Brewing Company. Now, tomorrow night, although there's no bonus clue, you're still going to be out there?
Yes, I am.
Drink specials, extended happy hour, those tickets for Skinnerd, and more. So make sure you stop by, celebrate, grab one of Carla's special brews.
Yes, definitely. Try the blackberry wheat. It's awesome for summer.
We'll have details on cruise number 3 coming up very, very soon. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.